All right, so we're actually doing a really exciting sugya tonight. I want to begin now. Was it last week that we had shir? Thank you. Okay. You know what? Once you start wearing a button-down shirt, then we could go ahead and have these kind of conversations.
You
did have an answer that you gave. So last week we started talking about the malacha of havara of kindling. So really what we have to do next is spend a little bit of time on the malacha of mechabe, which means extinguishing. But what I want to do tonight is actually begin the sugya, kind of focusing a little bit more on the topic of kindling. This leads to a very important and very interesting contemporary issue, which is the use of electricity on Shabbos. So let's take a look. So this is page 13. So remember, again, we're learning from Rav Melamed Sefer Panini Halacha, which is really just a great, great set of svarim on halacha in general. So he writes over here. He says, so you can see where he says Aleph, it's Perik Zayin, and then it says Aleph Isra Hadlakas Nuros Umuchonos Chashmalios Miatora. So the prohibition of using electricity. Right, electric lights, electric machinery. So let's go. He says, "Asher me'atora lahadlik nora chashmalis or guf chimum chashmali." So first, we're going to see Rav Melamed begins with like a declarative statement, and then we're kind of going to pick it apart a little bit afterwards to see if it's accurate or not. So the statement he makes is, "It is an isur da'oraisa to go ahead and lahadlik nora chashmalis, to use electricity, right, or to go ahead and use anything of electrical nature. Why?" Because when you use the electricity, chut halat boer, you're essentially creating a fire. You're creating some type of fire, and therefore halacha lamaisa again, it's going to be asr, and he holds midaraisa. So the first statement he makes is the use of electricity is effectively like kindling a fire, and therefore halacha lamaisa it's going to be isidaraisa. Biaf.
So
essentially, again, electricity involves, again, he's talking about heating up of different elements, but we're going to skip a little bit. Skip to the next paragraph. He says, Aser me'atorah, last paragraph on page 13. Aser me'atorah, levatzea malachos asuros aidecha mechonos chashmolios. Similarly again, you are not allowed to do any malachos. Anything that is prohibited in malacha cannot be done through an electric machine as well, or an apparatus which uses electricity. Why? Shahamafil metchina chashmolis, right, metachna chashmolis over be'esher techina. Now, here's what's interesting, is here he's just pointing out something a little bit different, which is, when you use an electrical item, even though you yourself may not be doing the activity, the halacha treats it as if you're doing the activity. For example, he says, if you were to use a blender on Shabbos, right, and you were to blend food, so ultimately, again, this would create an issue, ultimately, again, of techina, of grinding. So in other words, even though I could say, well, I'm not doing the malacha, ultimately, again, it's the blender that's doing the malacha. But again, I'm chayyeh for that.
Why is that not an extension of
biyad?
It is.
In other words, there's a double malacha. There's going to be the use of electricity, which is prohibited. And that's the whole point. The blender is an extension of my hand. So the same way, in other words, for example, on Shabbos, we didn't get to this yet. But we'll talk about, we didn't do techina. That halacha is you're not allowed to grind something on Shabbos, right? So even let's say like Shur Shabbos Gelchasam brings down making Israeli salad. A person has to be careful. Not so pashat you can make Israeli salad on Shabbos. The pieces can't be too small. So it's interesting. Shlomo Zalman says because if it's too small, that's considered to be a halacha of grinding. So Shlomo Zalman says, what's the definition of too small, right? So he says if it's small enough that you could swallow it without chewing, that's the malacha of techina. So he brings down. So right. So halacha lemaisa. That's exactly the point. When you use the blender, it is considered to be an extension of your hand. That's why you're going to be chayy both for havara, for kindling using fire, so to speak, and also the malacha of techina. All right. If you turn the page, I'm sorry. No, because it's not causation. It's direct. Grama usually has to have some level of indirectness. Here, it's direct. I'm pushing the button. The blender's starting. What's the grama? Right? It's very direct. Grama needs some. You need some type of indirect result. That the effort is not directly related to the result. But here, the effort is directly related to the result. Okay, that happens to be just a side point. But let's stay focused on, he comes back, let's stay focused on electricity for a second. Because remember, again, he began the section by saying the use of electricity is an issa d'oraisa. Okay, now turn to page 14 and look at paragraph B. So he says as follows. He says, listen to this. Asr lahafil b'shabbos, machshirim shapolim be'ezras chashmal, kidugmas telephone, ramkol, ma'areches, azaka, pa'amon, ma'aver, mazgan, u'mechashev. Okay, he's just listing different electrical items. So you're not allowed to use these items, right? A phone, a microphone, a bell, a fan, an air conditioner, a computer, right? You can't use these things on Shabbos because they use electricity. So he says, listen to this. The gam ka'asha'in b'machshirim halalu chut lahat, v'im'ina mevatsim melocha milam tes melochas. Now, here's what's interesting. You see, in general, the assumption is that when you're doing something electrical, there's some type of coil that's being heated up, right? And the heating up of metal, by definition, could be called kindling. Well, again, what happens if the electrical item that you're using doesn't require the heating up of a piece of metal? Nevertheless, he brings down, Pnei Halacha brings down, that Halacha Lamaisa, it's still Aser. Aser La'afilam B'Shabbos, Ela Shenechleku Ha'achronim Ha'im Iser Hafalosa Me'atorah, Omi Divrei Chachamim. See, here's something very interesting over here, right? So now, everyone is going to, let's take a step back. If the use of electricity was mamish like the heating up of a metal item till it became hot, till it became red, then everybody would agree that really represents the melacha d'oraisa of havara. But the reality is now, a lot of times when you use electricity in different items, there's not necessarily a coil or a piece of metal that's being heated up. There's a whole bunch of other processes that are unfolding over here. So Rav Melamed says, even though there may not be a heated up piece of metal, the use of electricity is still asur on Shabbos. Now, what's interesting is he writes, but Ella shenechleku ha'achronim ha'im ha'isra ha'falasa me'atorah omei divrei chachamim. So everyone is going to agree that it is asr to use electricity. What's the machlokas? Why is it asr? So everyone agrees that it's asr. Machlokas. So we'll say this is really interesting. So look what he writes. He says, Yeshom. So let's go through this. So we'll say this is really incredibly important because remember, understanding, even if we accept the premise that everyone agrees electricity is usr, let's use that premise for just a second. But ultimately, again, why it's usr is incredibly important because under extenuating circumstances, you may need to be lenient at certain times. So knowing what the nature of the isr is allows us to be lenient under certain circumstances. So look what he writes over here. He says, Yesh omrim, shekol haf'alas machshir chashmali, asura mehatora mishum meleches mavir. Shachashmal kamohu keish. So there's a school of thought. School of thought says electricity is fire. Now, what about the fact that maybe there's no particular piece that's getting heated up, right? There's no piece of metal, no circuit that's getting heated up. So I can say it's like fire. So this is fascinating. He says, Shekamo eish yeshbo energia v'koach lif'ol. What makes fire fire? Or in other words, what makes fire useful? It has energy. It has fire as energy, energia, and an ability to affect change, right? You take fire, you put it under a pot, right? You cook food. You take fire, you put it on wood, you create heat. So essentially what he's saying is like this, is the concept of fire itself, something that has energy and has the ability to go ahead and affect change. So he says essentially, so again, we'll see what his first opinion is, that halacha lemaisa, that's why electricity is like fire. What does electricity do? Electricity is energy and has the ability to affect change. So really very interesting. See, even if for argument's sake, there's no heat per se, right? There's no heat. Nevertheless, it's still going to be asr midoraisa like fire. He says, V'lekach, not a maraner of Kook, shachashmal nechshav la'ish. This was actually the position of Rav Kook. You know, you don't often hear Rav Kook quoted, you know, too often in the realm of halacha. Rav Kook was a tremendous Talmid Chacham, wrote Shailos and Tshuvos as well. You don't see him quoted as often, but Rav Melamed quotes him over here. A lot of psukim of Rav Kook in this. Says Rav Kook was of this opinion that electricity is treated like fire because it has fire-like qualities. Fire has energy and effects change. Electricity is energy and effects change. But wind is naturally occurring. Right? In other words, both fire and electricity are created. Are items that are not naturally occurring. Correct. Which makes sense. There can't be. I'll give you the other halacha for example of this is let's say so hot outside that you could cook an egg in the sun. Can you put an egg in the sun on Shabbos? The answer is yes. You're allowed to. That's called chama, right? Chama. Using something heated up by the sun might be a little bit different, but cooking with the sun, why? You can't call that a malacha if it's naturally occurring. Malacha, by definition, means that there is a level of human innovation and human intervention in the process. It's not naturally occurring. That's called toldas chama, right? That's called something heated by the sun. On a biblical level, totally fine. So if you had a very hot day and you put a piece of metal outside and you wanted to fry an egg on that piece of metal, technically, on a biblical level, it's fine. On Shabbos. Right. On Sunday, it's just weird. Right. But on Shabbos, technically, it's mutter. Now, again, the reason we don't do it is because we're concerned that you'll confuse that with the situation of something heated up by fire, which would be an isser, at least potentially midoraisa. But
if you're not lighting the fire, it's a natural lightning strike, let's say, on Shabbos and creates a fire.
Still problematic. Yep. Okay, so this is our first school of thought, that essentially, electricity is treated like fire because fire is almost a construct. What's the fire construct? Energy and ability to affect change. So therefore, anything that is energy, the ability to affect change, falls into the category of fire. Therefore, electricity falls into that category. So this is what he said. Rav Kook said this. This was Rav Kook's chiddush. Fire, this is interesting, doesn't have to look like fire. Ela ha'ikr shebakoach pu'ula la'ha'ir o l'chameim o l'hafil dvarim shonim. So again, Rav Kook was really highlighting something very interesting. He says, Fire is not a one-dimensional concept of fire. Fire represents a construct. And the construct of fire is anything ultimately, again, that has the ability to either illuminate, to create heat, or to affect change. So if you have something that falls into one of those three, right, satisfies one of those three, then by definition, that's fire. So therefore, again, electricity has the ability to illuminate, electricity has the ability to warm, and electricity has the ability to affect change. So you put all of that together and what happens? Electricity has the status of fire. And therefore, again, the use of electricity on Shabbos is going to be in Isser Da'oraisa. V'chei matzinu shamru chachamim, sheish sugim shonim shal ish, yeish ish she'enos rafas umachal lakimu ha'ish shabar rabesnala enei Moshe Rabbeinu. This is incredible, by the way. This week's parasha. This is right. So Rav Kook says, I'll tell you the proof. How do we know that we have different categories of fire? There's fire, this is incredible. There's fire that has the ability to consume and destroy. And then there's the fire that has the ability to burn and not destroy. What's the example of fire that burns but doesn't destroy? This week's parasha, where Hashem meets Moshe Rabbeinu in the burning bush, in the sneh, right? So the bush is on fire. But it's not being consumed. So of course, it's fascinating, right? So of course, what do you see from here? You see from here that there are different categories of fire. So therefore, by definition, electricity, although it's a different kind of fire, is still a fire. V'chein das. He says, V'chein das harav Uziel. Rav Uziel was the chief rabbi of Israel as well. I think he was alongside Rav Kook, I think. This is before the founding of the state. So V'chein das harav Uziel, shaf avas machshirim asura me'atora mishum mavir. So Rav Uziel says, same thing like Rav Kook, that ultimately use of electricity is going to be asura on Shabbos because of kindling. Now he also brings down V'gam mishum tikun kli. He also says it's also going to be asur. Why? Because it is like you are fixing a utensil. You're fixing a utensil. Tikun kli. Now, what does that mean? Sha'al yidea hafa'alas hachashmal hamachshir hachashmali na'ase ra'oi lepu'ula. So Rav Ozil adds in something over here also. So both say there's a concept in halacha called tikkun mana. Tikkun mana means essentially fixing something or perfecting something. You know, it's interesting as we go into our, as we delve a little bit more into Hilchos Shabbos, we'll see. What's always interesting about Hilchos Shabbos is there are certain things that sound very similar, but yet they're different. So for example, you have makeh bepatish and tikkun mana. So what is makeh bepatish? The final hammer blow, right? Completion, completing piece. Then you have tikkun mana, which is like fixing an item. So they sound similar, but we'll see there are distinctions in halacha. So Rav Ozil, in principle, agrees with Rav Kook that the use of electricity on Shabbos is going to be aser. Why? Because halacha l'maisa, it's like eish. Because eish is not just an item, but eish is an entity, it's a construct, and the construct of eish is something that has energy, has the ability to create either light, warmth, or effect change. And so electricity does that, therefore it's fire. So that's Rav Kook. Rav Ozil agrees on that. He says, furthermore, the use of electricity is also an issue of tikkun mana, fixing something. Why? Because listen to this. You have an item, you have a computer, right? So when it's off, what's the status of that computer? Unusable. Suddenly, leaving aside the muktzeh, right? But what is, it's not usable. Not usable. Suddenly what happens? You hit the power button, use electricity, and what happens? Ta-da, right? Panim chadoshes ba'al lakan, change, it's usable. You've fixed, so to speak. You've completed the utensil. So therefore, Vazil adds in that not only is the use of electricity, ultimately, again, havar, not only kindling, but it's also tikkun mana. It's also fixing of a utensil.
So it's like opening and closing the door to trap an animal. Is that tikkun mana because the door was open, was closed? You're not fixing the computer. The computer was always working.
No, it was.
It didn't have the energy source.
So what is a computer that doesn't have an energy source working?
Why is it tikkun mana?
I get why it's not.
I'm saying the door is not a good right. I'll tell you why. A door is made to be used open and closed. In other words, both of those are functions of the door. I don't always want my door closed. I don't always want my door open. But I'm saying there's no usefulness. It's only meant to be off because you're not using it. In other words, no.
It could be on.
It could be on. It's not. Right. There's no function of a computer that's turned off. So by definition, a computer that's turned off serves no function. Right? In other words, you hear the chilek, and that's why I'm happy around the door, because like a door serves functions in whatever position it's in. A computer only functions when it's on, and when it's off, it's off. So therefore, again, he says the act of turning it on, by definition, is, you know, what we'll call tikkun kli. So that gets into a more definitional issue of the chilik between tikkun mana and makir patish, which we'll leave for a different time. But correct, we'll see why that is. The simple answer to that is makir patish is something you do once. In other words, you can't do makeh bepatish every single time you turn something. No, because makeh bepatish is a function of something is almost completed and this is the last thing to complete it. It's like a one time per kli status. That's where tikkun mana comes in. So in other words, that's what I'm saying. Tikkun mana and makeh bepatish are very similar. But whereas makeh bepatish can only occur once, tikkun mana could occur every single time you make a kli usable. That's the simple distinction.
Historically, was electricity always usur, or was it like at first when light started working, people didn't know what it was? They use it, and then afterwards they.
I don't know. That's a great like halachic historical question. I don't know. It's a good Shavuos night shiur.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it'll get us like through the first hour. It doesn't mean it's going to keep people up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Right? But I don't know. That's a very good question. Like a lot of these things in halacha, you know, that kind of like halacha. Right. Question is this one of these things that halacha proactively dealt with or reactively dealt with? Like were people just turning on lights on Shabbos and afterwards someone said, huh, maybe this is a little bit strange. I don't know. I would imagine that especially with the advent, let's say, of the light bulb or things like that, where you literally saw a filament that was radiating energy. I would imagine that for the halachic community, that looked exactly like Havara. But I don't know. I'm sure somebody must. There must be something written, because it's such an interesting question. There must be something written about, you know, the halacha, the history of this halacha. I don't know. All right, so Rav Ozil adds in the Tikkun Mana piece. He says, "V'dasa Chazanish." Now he quotes over the Chazanish. What does the Chazanish say? "Shaf alos machshirim," top of page 15, "chashmalim," so the use of electric utensils or electricity, right? Utensils, right? Kalim that use electricity. He said, "Listen to this." Asura mishum melechas bona. He holds that it's building. He says, what does that mean? Shebe'es shesogrim ma'agal chashmali notzar kli. The moment that you close or open, whatever the right term is, create that electrical circuit, that electrical connection, you're creating a brand new utensil.
So every time you turn the computer on,
it's bona. It's bona. Now, here's also there's the machia patish and bona, right? Because correct, that's what you'd have to say. Because if it's bona turning it on, then it would have to be soser turning it off. Yeah. Shaydia chashmal hazorim bo, because the electricity flowing through it, misorer chuta chashmal lachaim, the electrical circuit comes to life, umafila samachshia chashmali, and ultimately again causes the electrical item to come alive. Nimtza. So when you complete the circuit, you're building the utensil. Here it is. And when you shut it off, ultimately again, you're demolishing the kli. So we'll say, so again, here's what's interesting is everyone is agreeing that it's aser. Shaila is just, why is it aser, right? So Rav Kook, Havara, it's kindling, right? Because again, Rav Kook understands that fire is not an item, but rather fire is a construct. Rav Uziel, who is holding like Rav Kook, that yes, it's Havara, but also adds in that it's Tikkun Mana, fixing an item. And the Chazon Ish, who holds that it's Bona. Now, the common denominator is all of these opinions are all holding that the use of electricity is an Issa D'Oraisa. D'Oraisa. Well, Das Rabim, this is very interesting, it's Das Rabim, but according to many, Haf alas machshirim chashmaliim she'in bohem chut lahat ve'ina mevatsim melechas melametes melechos asura medivrei chachamim mipnei shi maisa shel chol. So we'll say this is very interesting. There is then another school of thought. What's this other school of thought? The other school of thought is that halacha lemaisa, the use of electricity, as long as the item does not have a what he calls like a coil that gets hot. Because remember again, if you have coil that gets hot, then halacha lemaisa, that would be a havara. That would really be a havara. Then you would have a problem. So assuming, which I think today, like most electrical items, you don't have a coil that gets hot, right? Right? No, I don't, at least not one. Yeah, I don't think so. I'm sorry, LEDs, right? Remember when they used to have like the halogen lamps? They used to get very hot.
These lights don't get hot.
They don't get hot either, right? So
the laptop is hot. That does get hot.
Right. I wonder what that is. I wonder what it is that's creating that heat. I don't know. But he's saying well, again, if there's something that's getting hot, it seems to me like you fit very easily into the other opinions. But even if you have something that's not getting hot, so he says ultimately again it's gonna be aser midrabanon. Why aser midrabanon? Uvda dechol. Very interesting. Weekday activity. So I'll say we'll stop over here for tonight with this piece. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with this last school of thought next week. But this is really interesting. So essentially what you see over here is a lot of opinions that are saying it's a Doraisa. This last one that says it's a Dirabanan, which is interesting because we'll have to see also what is the category of Uvda D'chol. Like what exactly does that mean? What does it mean, weekday activity? What does that represent? So Meretz Hashem will continue with that tomorrow. We'll also see, we're gonna circle back to Rav Kook's position, because Rav Kook's position really has a number of fascinating kind of outgrowths of it. All right, we'll start for tonight. Shkoyach, everyone.
Would that change
Amir Lachem? Yes, so 100%. So in other words, there's a tremendous difference of Amir Lachem if it's a Daraisa versus a Darabanon. Absolutely.
Nowadays, most, let's say, like vehicle lights or LEDs or computers.